Internet voting for next election considered tonight. At City Hall, tonight at 7 p.m., staff will recommend that council approve internet voting as an alternative voting method for the 2026 municipal and school board election. The city clerk's report notes, with the use of paper ballots, the voter loses the ability to vote anywhere, at their leisure during the voting period. The report cites physical barriers for voters with disabilities, long waiting lines, inclement weather, and voters' busy schedules, as conditions that internet voting could help address. Approval requested to apply for grant to partially fund tourism coordinator. A staff report from the economic development manager requests council's approval for staff to apply for a FEDNR grant to help fund a tourism coordinator position. The FEDNOR funding will vary from 50% to 90% of the staff member's wage, resulting a cost to the city of $6,954 to $34,769, the report says. The report also notes, the preparation of the city's five-year tourism strategy named the Explore Elliott Lake Tourism Initiative is well underway. A tourism coordinator will be responsible to work with the recommendations from the initiative, liaise with stakeholders, and further develop the city's tourism sector. Arena closure, impact on minor hockey. As previously reported, the Elliott Lake Minor Hockey president will present regarding impact of extended closure of the Rogers Arena. The arena has been closed since September 2023. A reopening date of September 2024 was not achieved and foundation testing is currently underway. How to participate? The council meeting is scheduled for 7 p.m. this evening, February 10th at City Hall. The meeting is open to public attendance. The agenda is here. Citizens who wish to speak for up to 2 minutes during the public input session are required to register before noon on the day of the meeting using the city's online form. Council meetings are live-streamed here and broadcast on Eastlink Cable Channel 10. The city is currently undergoing changes to a new streaming platform and it may be necessary to use the alternate live-stream link that will appear as webcast in the calendar when the meeting begins. Previous story. Arena closure. Local minor hockey president has some things to tell council.